All right, so stand by.
Parker.
The bright lights of Super Bowl 50 are still more than a week away, but Broncos players got a little taste of what's to come with CBS Sports making the trip to team headquarters for Super Bowl photo and video shoots.
Try to look right into the lens. There you go, yep.
So every 3 years when CBS has the Super Bowl, one of the most ambitious parts of our time is the specialty shoots, as we call them. And that's when we go to the team sites and shoot all the guys in various sets to use throughout the broadcast day. It's hundreds, if not thousands, of man hours. We have two semis crossing the country full of gear. But with an event like the Super Bowl, and especially when the stature of Super Bowl 50, you really want to go all out for not just the teams, but the broadcast and everybody watching at home.
This is DeMarcus Ware of the Denver Broncos. Welcome to Super Bowl 50.
It feels good to go in there and sort of get the glitz and glamour of the deal behind the scenes. And just good to be sort of part of this.
We're doing this for Broncos country, for the fans.
The players see the trophy, it's like, whoa. And then behind that, there are the large video walls playing highlights. So, you know, players don't mind seeing shots of themselves looking cool, projected 10 feet in the air. And when they get to see it played back at 120 frames a second, there's always a lot of, can I get that for my Instagram or can I throw that on social? And we want to encourage players to be themselves and have fun and share this stuff. We want to build the excitement around the event, and this is one way to do it.
How cool was that? A little bit of behind the scenes action there of what you'll be seeing on Super Bowl 50 with CBS. And that's one of the things that we don't get to normally see because we're covering the game on TV. That looked pretty cool.
It was really cool to be there behind the scenes with CBS. Our thanks to Gareth Hughes and his crew. They do a great job. A lot of work goes into just those 30 seconds that you see, but that's what we're going to be bringing you all week. Behind the scenes look at not just the football, but everything surrounding the spectacle that is Super Bowl 50. And because the work is so tough and so expansive, we needed to expand our team. So it's a pleasure to be joined now by features reporter Sam Boyk. Sam, welcome. And what do you have for us this week?
Thank you, Matt. So all week long, I'll be bringing great updates for our Broncos fans on the behind the scenes of the NFL fan experience, the sights, the sounds of the San Francisco Bay Area, where to go, what to do. And speaking of behind the scenes, I know that you got a chance to take a little peek at the Super Bowl 50 jersey patches.
I did. I was lucky enough to go behind the scenes to get a close up look at the Super Bowl 50 patches. Gone are the numerals. They're out. Just the gold 50 will be on the players' jerseys come this Sunday, and it's a lot of work that goes into getting those jerseys ready for all those millions and millions of viewers. On Tuesday, the Broncos' game day jerseys were upgraded to championship status with the addition of Super Bowl 50 patches.
There you go.
This year's patch prominently displays the Lombardi Trophy and Levi's Stadium with the gold number 50 in the background. The logo also features San Francisco landmarks like the Golden Gate Bridge, Transamerica Pyramid, and Coit Tower faintly emblazoned into the 5 and the 0. The Broncos have selected their white jerseys for this year's big game and are 1-1 when wearing white in the Super Bowl. Guys, a lot of people were asking me, why not blue? They're 1-0, the Broncos are, when they wear blue in the Super Bowl. It's because, actually, the Broncos aren't allowed to wear blue. It's their alternate jerseys. Only the home orange or the away whites are allowed to be worn. During this game, the Broncos electing to go with their road white uniforms this year. And speaking of road, 1,285 miles separate Santa Clara and Denver. Many people will be making that expansive trip, including, Sam, the Broncos mascot Thunder.
Yeah, you guys, there have been so many fans that have been asking about Thunder. Where's the horse? Is he on the team plane? Is he making it to California? Well, I got the story straight from the horse's mouth as we were able to catch up with Thunder before he left Denver with his crew. Santa Clara, on game day, we will bring the Thunder. So, he's packing his bags, he's hitting the road and headed towards California. And look who we have here, Thunder himself. I'm also joined by Thunder's owner, Sharon Magnus Blake. And Sharon, tell me a little bit about how exciting this experience is. Two Super Bowls in the last 3 years.
Oh, we are so thrilled. You know, the first time we had to fly Thunder because the weather was so bad across the country. This time we're driving. We're going to drive from Denver all the way to Santa Clara.
Tell us about everything that goes on with getting the horse out there and also all of the people involved, because I know it's not just a one-man show.
Now, we have a team of six. It's myself, my husband Ernie, Annie, of course, who's the most important one, the rider and trainer. And then we have Dave Blake, and we have Rick, who's the bodyguard. And then we have Rudy, our other horse person. So there's a lot of people involved, and it's just like you and I. We have to pack his clothes, all his equipment, all his medicine, which hopefully he won't need, and he's got his own rig he travels in.
All right, I'm joined by Ann Judge, who rides Thunder, and you guys are headed out. So what kind of preparation goes into that?
Well, of course, we're so excited that I have to keep a checklist so that I can check, and so I stay focused. But, of course, you can see Thunder is out here just enjoying a little bit of free time right now. He's going to be standing in the trailer for anywhere from 2 days to perhaps 3 days. We're trying to plot our scheduled route right now because of that snowstorm that's coming in.
Is there anything specific about Super Bowl 50 and Thunder that you're really looking forward to?
I'm really excited to feel how ready to absorb the feeling of that different coast, different weather. We're going to be housing a Thunder at Stanford University, which we're really excited about. So I am from, actually this whole week, Sam, I've just been telling myself, just stop and breathe and take it all in.
So Ernie, we're all packed up. You guys are ready to hit the road. Any final words?
We're off to the Super Bowl. Go Broncos!
And our team are so excited that Thunder will be joining us in California. And I asked Thunder, when we win the Super Bowl, does he get like extra bales of hay or a bushel of carrots or something? What do you think about that, Phil?
Maybe something special for his hoof. What do
right,
you think?
Exactly. The hoof ring.
Yeah. What else would I don't even know. Maybe
gold
like,
horseshoes.
That's actually what,
exactly. There you go.
That's actually what Phil and I get paid in is hay and carrots. So that works
I'll
out fine.
I'll take the golden horseshoes, okay. I think. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sam. That's a special features reporter. Sam Boyk should be joining us all week long. And when we come back on Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport, we'll find out how one kindergarten class in the Denver metro area got a special visit from CJ Anderson before the team left.